This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the DC, not allowing him to get in goal line.
Daniels, quick pass, caught in the end zone. It's Terry McLaurin for a Commanders touchdown.
That was the first one. Low. Perfectly thrown, great catch, great throw, touchdown, 7-0. Let's get some calls in here. Ben's going to join us at 12. Callie is calling from California. Callie, go ahead.
I do what works for me.
Callie, you there? Put Callie on hold. Let's go to Pete in Wilmington. Pete, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Let me give you my take on this whole team situation with the defense. You ever heard of the term, the best defense is a good offense? That's what we have. That's the team that we have. We have such a good offense that the defense is better. It's better than it was last year. It's better than it was in the first game. And I'll say this about the rushing of the Giants in the first half. Their focus, in my opinion, was on number one, Malik Nabers. They wanted to shut him down, which they did. And in turn, they had to let the running back.
They had eight in the box. Six times I counted. Eight. They had nine in the box on the Daniel Jones keeper.
Yeah.
They were still getting
Daniel
run on.
Jones, that's a whole – yes, that's true. That's the whole factor. But when it comes down to it, you know, once they get ahead, then their defense starts to change a little bit. So they have the offense to keep them straight. Now, they got to get better, obviously. And I tell you what, they're also good, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago on your show. They're like the best team to stop these two-point conversions for whatever reason. They can't, you know, they just teams don't get any 2 points on them. And why the Giants tried that yesterday, thank you. We appreciate it. And also, you know, with the quarterback, have you ever seen, I have never seen in the 50 years I've been watching NFL football, a quarterback that's so calm. I've never seen a guy,
so poised.
He doesn't even break a sweat.
No.
I mean, it's incredible what
He appears to just be toying with people out there, honestly. I mean, it's amazing to talk about this guy and then realize he's actually playing for us. By the way, good point. I don't know what the two-point conversion rate is against us, but I forgot to mention, what are you doing, New York? Seriously. Like, first of all, when you're down 14, they say you score a touchdown, you go for two. You know, the two-point analytics people are convinced that's the right thing to do. Context is everything. If you tell me that my two-point play is dropping Daniel Jones back, kick it. I mean, come on. Like, if you're going to run him as a zone read play, you're going to spread the field. That's one thing. They dropped him back twice. Jesus, this going for two, I mean, wait till we get to around the NFL. Nick Sirianni literally almost cost his team a game because he's a nitwit, really. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, what's up?
Big guy, hail to the W. Hey, man, I've been watching football for a long time, right? That was a Joe Gibbs. That was Joe Gibbs football yesterday, man. You know what I'm saying? We methodically beat a division opponent for the second time at home. And you asked what the Giants was doing. They was desperate. Like, that was the Giants season yesterday, period.
Yeah.
You know, it's about counting draft picks for them right now. So that's what all that going for this and doing that was. But I want to say this about the defense, man. I've been saying it from week one. They just got to get better at something, everything, each week. And that's what's been going on with them. It's never going to be pretty. You know, it's never going to be a finished product because the talent, the individual talent is not there. So they have to play with cohesion, and they have to, like you said, they've been doing all year long, fly to the ball. Now, you look at St. Juice. Now, you look at St. Juice. He clearly had a better game against Neighbors this week than he did in the second week. That pass interference was some BS. Like, they both was fighting for the ball. They both was looking for the ball. You know, so to me, that was BS. And even what was more egregious about them not throwing the flag on that 4-for-1 stop he had on Neighbors was the referee was standing right on the sticks. Right
there. Yeah, it was a terrible spot.
That's what peed me off the most because I see what Dan Quinn was thinking. Like, you know, they made it a subjective call, and she was standing right there.
She was standing right there. She was a terrible spot. Wasn't even close.
Nine times out of ten, we won't get that call. But like I said about the defense, they just need to keep getting better, man. Statistically, it's never going to look good. I mean, look, Tracy Jr. had 146 yards against Pittsburgh.
I know. He's good.
On Monday night. So, you know, the other team get played, the other team got talent, too. But it's just
I understand that, but you got the 29th ranked rush defense in the NFL, the 30th ranked in yards per carry in the NFL. It's a bad run defense. Bad.
It is a bad run defense.
Yeah.
But the longer they need, long as they get the stops, so when they need to get the stops, be good. You look at Daniel Jones, I said this real before I get off. I said this.
They didn't get a stop in the second half. They didn't get one stop. But they still won because they're so good on offense.
Because they played the clock. They played winning football. But look, Daniel Jones, he outranked them on PFF or whatever. But you know what the difference was? Man, Daniel Jones had to work for everything he got. With my man, JD5 Magic, he just seemed to, everything was just flowing for him. You know,
as long as we can make these teams work. Daniel Jones doesn't make it look quite as easy as number five does. Let me get another call in here. Thanks as always. Let's go to my guy Chad in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
Man, Kevin, that was awesome, dude. It's so hard getting acquainted to this as a Skins fan for so many years.
I am now acquainted to it. I was predisposed to thinking the quarterback could be special at some point. Not this quickly, but you're watching a lot of what this dude did in college. I mean, he really, it was week in and week out, it looked just like this. I mean, it's hard to project that to the NFL, but it was so spectacular week in and week out. And by the way, the other thing, he protects the football. Didn't he throw like two interceptions all of last year? It's some ridiculously low number. Go ahead, Chad.
But we didn't know that it might be like this. Like,
no,
I didn't.
Nobody said
this.
The greatest rookie season in the history of the league. Yeah, no.
Yes, and me and Denton have never seen this in our lifetimes. I'm 31. Never. Okay. Yeah. So I have to tell you, I'm in Chicago last week, right? And I meant to call you. I was at Rivers Casino. I'm watching. I'm the only dingum Skins fan there. It's 100 Bears fans. I almost left. When they did that, Kevin, I ran down there through the sports book hallways. I'm screaming. You know what, though? Half of those Bears fans, they were so happy for me and high-fiving. Like, they couldn't believe it either. It's not just us Washington fans. NFL fans are like, holy crap. They're excited. We're back. Fan base is back. Now, I think this week is going to be harder than the first
big test
game, in my
big
opinion.
Test issue
big
this
test.
Week
okay
Huge.
But also I want us to understand one thing defense or I want to say one thing before we get off. I know you got to go. Hey, I've been wanting to say this about Terry with you for a long time. I think you're going to look back and you're going to be like, you're going to regret not thinking he was elite. He never had a quarterback, Kevin. That's the one thing I disagree with you for a couple years now. Look at who he's had. You said you would take Garrett Wilson over him a little while ago. And I'm telling you right now, you're crazy if you wouldn't pick Terry over Garrett Wilson. So I'm going to say.
So let me just say two things. One, I always said he's never had a quarterback, you know, but there were other guys that didn't have quarterbacks either. Two, I love Terry. He's a great receiver. He's not in my top 7 or 8. He isn't. Even after what he's been doing with this quarterback, it's just a league. You got to watch the rest of the league. He is very good, though, and I'm thrilled that he's finally got a quarterback so that he can show how good he is. I got to run Ben Standing next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.